What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Jake's back and he's got his own show. He's on the mic and he's ready to go. Noodle on his left, Jess on his right. Hey, hold up, don't start a fight. He's got you covered with all the sports. Don't fret, he's wearing shorts. It's time for Waking Jake in the morning. Waking Jake at night. Jake sucks.
Hello, Bakers. What's going on, everybody? Hope you're having a good week and happy December 1st. Sheesh. Sunsets on the beach. That's insane. Sorry for the delay. You know, we normally do the Wednesday record. We're doing some big blitzball stuff. My apologies. Thought might be able to get it done. Just wasn't able to. And the Blitzball Battle 2 is in the playoffs and rolling out. So if you've been watching, thank you. If you haven't, tune in. It's a really good product. It's this weird mix of fun and intensity and good content. Like, that's really what it is. Go check it out, and you might like it. One of my favorite things over the past couple, going to the Yankee Stadium, he talks about. And we're going to talk about, I think, Judge and where do we think that contract lands. And we're heading to winter meetings in a couple days, so some excitement over that. And the huge Matt Boyd signing. And then the football. But go check out the Blitzball. There's a couple times at the Yankee Stadium this year that guys probably around my age came up to me and they're like, "Oh, what's up, dude?" And just expecting the normal, like, "Oh, love talking Yanks." And they'd be like, "I got fucking sucked into Blitzball Battle, man. I lost two weekends to it." And I was like, "Awesome." He's like, "But it's good." So maybe go check that out. The big kind of news from the baseball world that's going on is Judgy. We the Jose Abreu signing, we put out the video and did that. Got some good views. Thank you, guys. It's now kind of on Judgy. And I think his free agency has been pretty transparent. We heard from the start that kind of expect around winter meetings. Winter meetings start Sunday and go through Wednesday?
Yeah.
We
will be arriving there Sunday for sure and leaving Wednesday for
sure. We leave Wednesday? Okay.
I don't know if Wednesday's the last day of it or if Wednesday's the last real day of it. Don't remember which day's Rule 5 draft and all that.
Right, right, right.
Typically that's what the last day is, but nobody
that's
sticks
such
around
a fake
for it.
Day. Those that know. Winter meetings, inside stuff. Anyways, Judge, from the start of this, people were guessing kind of first week of December. And like I said, it's December 1st. The rumor that's out on the Yankees, and again, there's a weird thing in play here because the Yankees have a poker face, yet not at all. I know we're oddly plugged in, talking Yanks and how this whole company's been built and everything. But Brian Cashman, their GM, their last couple years, when Manny Machado and Bryce Harper were free agents, they said, like, we're not in on them. We're not. We're not going to be, like, competitive on them. I think they gave Machado an offer, but it was, like, half of what he got. I don't think they ended up offering to Harper.
If you knew how to read between lines at all, you can tell pretty quick Yankees weren't interested.
And then
the flip side, the way they're talking about Judge, the way they talked about Cole, they tell you when they want someone.
The other example that makes it just wild, I think it was a year or 2 years ago, they listed, like, the areas of importance. They were like shortstop, a pitcher, and an outfielder, and they did those, like, or they did it at the trade deadline this year. Yeah. They said, they got Benny, then they were like, we're going to get a start, we got Montas, and then there's the Efros, all that. Anyways, the Yankees, Brian Cashman has come out and said the Judge is a priority, obviously. Hal Steinbrenner says he's not going to be outbid. The one team that could change that is the San Francisco Giants. The rumors today are that it's down to two teams for Judge, that it's just Yankees and Giants at this point. Interested to say, the last time I kind of hopped on the mic, I did think the Dodgers were going to be in play.
I still think we're going to get the last report, like, oh, Dodgers, I'm on them right. Four for 200.
They can't be out, but maybe they are. Who knows what's really happening? But either way, the Yankees are in. The Giants are in. We'll see if we get the mystery team, the Heyman team, or if it's the Dodgers or someone else we're not thinking of. But the rumor is 8 for 300. That's 37.5. That's the highest played position player ever, right? That beats out Trout. Does he have the number?
Trout's at either 36 or 36.5, so it would beat that.
How about that for Trouter? Where does it land? Aaron Judge turns 31 this spring, you said, Biebs?
Yes, his 30th birthday was this past April, 31.
So,
April.
31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. Age 38, Aaron Judge, he's 6'7". At that point, he's going to be 315. Or maybe he does, like, the offensive lineman and he gets the almost slimmer. That'd be funny. Either way, 38-year-old Aaron Judge, who knows what it looks like. You can't assume it's going to be great. I wonder if it comes down to a ninth year. I almost think... Oh, lost his voice for a second. I almost think no. I almost think the 8 years and with how many of those 13-year contracts and things that have happened, I think they'll keep cooking the books to 37.5, 38.5, 40. I don't know. I mean, if it's one of those things that... It ends up being this weird sports where money isn't real, and that's part of the reason that some fans end up, like, hating players. But if you're the New York Yankees and you're going to pay $38 million for Aaron Judge, wouldn't you rather just do 40 for 8 years than add on the ninth for even more money? I mean, it just feels like it gets messy. I mean, in recent Yankee history, Ellsbury... how badly that contract ended. My goodness, that doesn't get talked about enough. I know we kind of did because, like, we're a Yankees show, but like, my God.
Yankees people talk about it, and everyone knew. But, like, real time, this isn't going to go well, and it's one of the worst ones.
It doesn't get talked about enough. I guess Yankee fans are too scorned. The San Francisco Giants. Part of John Morosi... Oh, I mentioned this to Biebs before the show, and I'll be full disclosure. I just don't know where we're at with him. Is he a beat reporter? Is he a talking head?
Like, during this, he just kind of, like, tells you stuff happened, and it's like, well...
Because he's not one of the guys, but he is one of the guys. I mean, John, maybe we'll see him at winter meetings, and we'll find out.
People don't have Morosi notifications on, but maybe they should.
I mean, the...
We should talk to him.
The thing that gets interesting is that Morosi said, one of Judge's concerns, and it gets overlooked with the Yankees being the Yankees and having a winning record every year of BBD's life. You know, if Judge signs there, he knows he's going to be competing. They're the Yankees. You sign with the San Francisco Giants, they had a tough year last year. And I wonder if they need to, if they really want Aaron Judge, they're going Godfather offer, they're going 380. They're going 400 million. They want to make him the face of the franchise. 40 for 10. That gets you there, right? I wonder if they'd have to bring in another big name. But then that's where baseball is super tricky, right? Because if the Giants sign Trey Turner and Judge, does that make them better than the Dodgers? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, they could definitely compete, but I mean, the best in the, okay, this is a fun game, BBD. The San Francisco Giants, current lineup, free agency, hasn't really gone yet. Who's the best player on the Giants? Right now, Jock Peterson's listed as their DH. He's good.
It's good, right?
Tyro Lamont Wade Jr. JD Davis is listed as their first baseman, which I don't know what you do with that. Mike Yastrzemski, 32, had a tough year last year. Wilmer Flores is Wilmer Flores. Brandon Crawford is going to be 36.
I think his numbers ended up in kind of...
not a great year.
Not what he wanted coming off that prior year.
Joey Bart's 26, had a bad year last year. I mean, the best player on the San Francisco Giants right now might be Jock, who's listed as their DH.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going against the Dodgers, who every year have a 100-win team. They won 111 last year. It's disgusting. Huh. The Padres. The Padres are really good. They still have to do some work this offseason, but they have their base, and they're going to be competitive. If the Giants sign Judge and Trey Turner, where does that get them? Their rotation right now is Webb, Cobb, Wood, Discalfani, and Junis, because they lost Rodon. You know, Gausman was there. That was a little while back now. I don't know. I know the Giants are a really well-respected organization. I know they tap into players better than a lot of organizations do. We kind of like the Giants. Trev and Gabe Kapler are a thing. Reggie Crawford, prospect, first-round draft pick, came in the office, was a dude, and then he went hiking with Gabe Kapler like a couple weeks later.
Yeah, for like a while.
It was kind of intense. That's some Giants stuff, I guess. I don't know. I've trying to take my Yankees blinders off as much as I can. I think Judge is coming back with the Cashman quotes, with the Hal quotes. Hal Steinbrenner's never like brought it to the table. That sounds half rude, but he said he won't be outbid on Judge. He's the owner. Judge wants to be in New York. I'm 99% on that. That I don't know. I hope we're at winter meetings and we're popping wine bottles again like we did for Cole. Actually won't be, A, we have gotten in trouble. B, like, the Yankees just need Judge. Like, when they got Cole, it's like, woo, we got an ace. Let's do it. Let's see what that's like. Judge, it's like a necessity. Yeah.
Now we can begin.
Judge can start the Yankees offseason. And the Giants, I wonder if they don't get him or if they do. I wonder where they go. Like, if they were willing to spend 40 mil, wonder if they could be like a Correa team or something. Feels a little gross, but I still have Brandon Crawford. I don't know. I'm not as locked in on the Giants as I'd like to be. And again, I know I've said this before. I think winter meeting should be a full-blown kickoff. And another guy we got rumors from, and this is me sick brag, and I just told BBD this story a little bit. So there's some rumors that Jameson Taillon is getting serious interest. I think Mark Feinsand said that, like four years or something like that. He compared it to John Gray.
Looking to beat the John Gray deal.
4 for 56, which, hey, good for Jameson Taillon. Jameson Taillon, who's been very friendly with us through the years. We interviewed him as a Pirate, as a Yankee. He likes media stuff, which is really cool. He sent a DM, because I tweeted out on Thanksgiving about the Jonas Brothers, just to see where society was at. I'm not as tuned in as I used to be. I didn't know if we just straight love the Jonas Brothers, if it's controversial, are they on their way out? Pretty much everyone's still in. So that's cool. We'll talking Jonas there. Jameson Taillon DM'd me and was like, dude, they're awesome. Met them, went to a show. They're dudes. I was like, cool. Thank you, Jameson Tyone. This is a nice exchange. And then we were yucking it up for a little bit. He brought up coffee. He genuinely loves coffee. Loves coffee. And then I was just like, I gotta ask. That's a dumb inside joke about Nikki Cass's dad. I didn't want to be too intrusive, but I asked him, I was like, was it Odorizzi or, it was Jake Odorizzi. We were befriending Jake Odorizzi, who was Trev's friend. And we were like, are you having fun with free agency or not? And he kind of wasn't. Like, he was kind of the last starting pitcher. If you remember, Houston had an injury late in spring training, which kind of forced their hand to sign him.
Whitley.
So he went the whole way. He didn't know where he was going. He finally got his contract. But he was like, he kind of admitted, he's like, that wasn't a great time. I did not enjoy that. So I asked Jameson Tyone, are you enjoying free agency or stressed out? He said a little bit of both, but I'm super humbled. I'm getting more interest than I could have ever anticipated. So that's a really good sign. You know, Jameson Tyone, that kind of B-class of starting pitchers in this free agency. If he's getting a lot of interest in November, December, that's a really good sign. Coming from, we still have tainted brains from like the collusion years where guys weren't getting offers, and when they did, they were getting the exact same offer on the same day. That's so ridiculous in hindsight.
Huh.
That's so bad.
You knew that was happening.
That's so bad. You don't hear anything. You're a baseball free agent till February 1st, and then three teams reach out with the exact same offer? That's so bad. Trev used to get really pissed about that, and I didn't fully get it. And then it's like, yeah, that's awful. So what do we learn? Judge, 8 years, more money than 300. Let's get him to like a 320, something like that. Jameson Tyone getting interest. Jonas Brothers still cool. And we'll be going to winter meetings, so hopefully we'll have some live updates from there, talking baseball, Wake and Jake, everything else. For now, let's talk some foosball. We got a big NFL week coming up. What is it? Week 13. Sheesh. Week 13. My goodness.
How'd this happen?
Your fantasy team is alive or dead. Don't care. A lot of mine are dead. I lost my focus. I tried to spread out the bye weeks, and I think I just screwed over every week. I think next year I'm just going to can a week.
So yeah, that's like what week I've 11, stumbled into.
I screw it.
Set up a bye week.
If you play me week 11, you win. Week 13, it starts tonight. By the time you may be listening to this, this game could have happened. Bills at Patriots, the 6-5 Patriots. I've been wondering if they are our best barometer team between their roster, Bill Belichick, and who they beat and who they lost to. I guess we'll see against the Bills. They gave the Vikings a game enough playing the Bills back-to-back week. It is in Foxborough. It's a short week. So you want Gillette, excuse me. Sorry to all our Foxborough faithful that are listening. We'll see. I think the Bills, I feel like the Bills went through the rough patch of their season. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Vikings, each by a field goal. Outside of that, they've won 6 of their last 8. And they're one of the best teams in the NFL. They're a 4-point favorite on the road tonight. If you're listening to this before the game somehow, my buddy really likes division unders and especially like Thursday night games. So there you go. Little inside Ben for you. Let's go to Sunday, December 4th. We will be on a plane to California. Maybe we'll just be in California. And you know what we could do, BBD? We'd watch my Broncos play the Ravens. I won't.
Can.
I won't do that. Ravens are 7-4. Talk about a little get-right game against the Broncos as they search for the bottom. Remember, the Jaguars had the miraculous comeback, down 2 scores. Trevor Lawrence coming out game. Ravens 8.5-point favorites. Wouldn't be shy around that number in Baltimore with the Broncos and Hackett and Russ just spiraling.
Ravens needing a win as much as they
coming off a loss, another blown lead. Like they're probably gonna get nasty on them. And the Broncos have no counter for that. Marcus Mariota has 14 touchdown passes. Russell Wilson has 8. Falcons Steelers. How mid is your mid? The 4-7 Steelers, who are a better brand of football with TJ Watt back. He runs their whole show on defense. It's actually badass. By the way, Kenny Pickett, he looked okay last week. I'm not going to start drinking the Kool-Aid, but if he can play, it's against the Colts. It was that, the Monday night game, so do with that whatever you want. Falcons, Steelers. Falcons are 4-2 at home. Pittsburgh, a 1-point favorite. Wow. People are drinking the Steelers Kool-Aid a little bit with TJ back and Kenny Pickett having a shot. Interested, I would take the Falcons. I think they're going to pound the round. Ooh, Steelers defense. I'm starting to get it now. I still like the Falcons. I think they can draw up enough, and they've been good in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Bears, Packers, no. 4-8 versus 3-9. You just don't have to bother, people. What? And this is why. Because Bears, they like Fields. He's banged up, sure. Rodgers, good get-right game for him maybe before he calls it this season. We'll see. But you could watch yourself some Jaguars-Lions. The Lions could get to 5-7, which for the Lions is massive. The Jaguars could get to 5-7, which for the Jaguars would be massive. And both those teams are fun. What is Trevor Lawrence? Is he anything? I don't know. The Lions, they're fun. They play these crazy games. Jacksonville, 1-point favorite on the road. Fire me up. That game should be messy. Again, if I was putting together a little parlay, Falcons and Lions at home against those teams, why not? I know Packers-Bears on the headlines feels like the game you'd want to watch a little more, but Jaguars-Lions, wow. Jets-Vikings, 7-4 versus 9-2. Minnesota, again, back to the 9-2 Minnesota Vikings. They're a 3-point favorite at home to the Jets. The Mike White show continues. Remember we dove into that a little bit? These next 2 weeks are going to be very interesting. Very interesting. At Vikings, at Bills for the Jets. So will they look as good as they did against that awful Bears offense? Defense, excuse me? Probably not. Will they look like a good team? Or could they even sneak one of those games? Because then it's just Mike White fever time. If they lose both of those games to the Vikings and Bills and have a couple tough moments, which you could easily against those teams, do we get back on the Zach Wilson trade? That's the storyline you want to find out. I tune into that game. I want to see if the Vikings, Kirk Cousins and their stars against that Jets defense, that's a fun little matchup. Mike White, seeing if he's something versus the Vikings offense, seeing if they can beat a real defense. Fire me up. Fire me up again. This might be the best week of NFL I've seen in a little bit. Giants Commanders. 7-5 or 7-4. How you feeling, Biebs?
It's an important one to win. We talked a couple weeks ago about the Giants getting kind of the unlucky draw with their Commanders games because they play
back-to-back.
The Eagles again. It's Commanders get a bye week between and then see them again. So they really got to take care of this one. The Giants fan perspective is got to get at least one, hopefully both of the Commander games. Get the Colts game, and you're probably in the playoffs. Optimally, you steal one of the others, and that's sort of the formula.
I hate to say must win, because I'm already telling you, it's not. But the Giants kind of have to win this one, because you're playing the Commanders play you twice with a bye week in between, and the second game's in Washington.
Yeah, this is the home.
So
the
you're home you're at home. I wouldn't be surprised if they dig deep in the playbook to get something, because you kind of got to win this game. Do you get to 8-4? Like you're feeling good. Like, you go to 7-5, you got to play the same team again at their building. But the Commanders, I mean, let's find out. They're 2.5-point favorites on the road. They are now 6-1 with Heinicke at the helm. Nutty. Good for Heinicke. I hope for you, BBD. He's not shoe shopping.
I hope that.
And he can just go shoe shopping like 3 weeks later.
Giants and, I guess, Commanders fans in the area. Talking Giants tailgate.
That's right.
Look into that if you're planning to be
Bobby. Okay. Interested. Holy smokes. Titans, Eagles. Eagles, 4.5-point favorites at home. Man, I like that number for Philly. I know the Titans just lost to the Bengals. It was a tester game for them. You know how it's talked about in football, those 4-week patches. I wonder if this could end up being a tough one. Bengals to Eagles for the Titans as they just got Tannehill back and they're figuring out. Jaguars, Chargers after that. So, I don't know, kind of a tough pocket for the Titans. Will they get sneaky and give the Eagles hell and win in the trenches? I don't know. I think this Eagles team is, as the kids are saying, built diffy. Jalen Hurts feels like he's just doing what he wants. Looks easy for them. I don't know. Titans, you can earn a lot of street cred if you do something here. I like that number for the Eagles. Browns, Texans, you're watching for interesting reasons. Deshaun Watson, first game with the Browns. What does that look like? Against his former team, we had Russ in Seattle. Now Deshaun in Houston. Cleveland Brownies, what do we got? We're at Texans, and then you're kind of at Bengals with your season on the line. You're 4-7. I don't know. I mean, if Deshaun Watson looks like good Deshaun Watson, they could become a conversation this season. It's more so for next year. You know, my guy used to be Stefanski, the head coach for the Browns. I believe in him. I mean, Chubb and Hunt. Like, if Deshaun Watson looks like Deshaun Watson, that would be huge for Browns fans next year. Texans 1-9-1. Yipes. Cleveland 7-point favorites. Give me Houston. Yeah. That's the 1 p.m. slate. So hey, I think we'll be airborne for that, right? So
yeah, maybe we'll catch. Hopefully, yeah. We can put two of the games on
Red Zone on the flight.
Tandem TVs.
You guys know how to upload videos to Facebook. The 1 p.m. slate's awesome, so I'm excited. 4 p.m. Seahawks, Rams, not really. Seattle Seahawks are 7-point favorites at the L.A. Rams in Week 13. Who'd have thunk that? Dolphins, Niners, okay. We're having a Sunday, babe. The 8-3 Dolphins playing the 7-4 Niners. Niners are becoming the sexy team. 4-point favorites. They played an ugly game last week where they shut out the Saints. So think about this. 2 weeks ago, they played the Cardinals, and all their skill guys go nuts. Debo's running loose. Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk. We're having a good time. Last week against the Saints, 13-0. Their defense shut out the Saints. Dolphins on the road. I guess I'll give the Dolphins. If they win this game, I can't talk shit about them the rest of the year. And how about their coach, a little revenge game, right?
Oh, yes.
Came from the Niners, McDaniels, so that's a fun plot twist, a little extra juice for him. Again, I really like the Niners. I'm not the biggest Dolphins guy. I think you know where I stand there. Chiefs-Bengals at 4:30. My goodness, 9-2, 7-4. Chiefs are 2-point favorites. We've got some. They played in the playoffs right last year, right? I think
yeah,
that was AFC.
The championship.
AFC championship. Bengals coming off a nice win versus the Titans. You really want Bengals mania to kick off again. If they beat the Chiefs at home, they are winners of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of their last 9. It could be 8 of their last 10, including a Chiefs win. Remember, they lost their first 2 games at the Cowboys, which is now looking okay by a field goal. In that Week 1 game against the Steelers, the overtime game when they got an extra pointer, field goal was blocked. I lost me a parlay. I don't still think about that. But Bengals mania could take off as a real, true Super Bowl contender. 9-2 Chiefs, 2-point favorites on the road. Chargers, Raiders could be entertaining.
Fantasy implications.
Could be a good 33-35 game, but compared to everything else we've seen on the slate. And 6-5 Chargers, by the way, and how they're kind of liked. I like Herbert. You know that. He's been banged up. The 4-7 Raiders, told you, wish they were 5-6. They're a favorite at home. Those teams are same as same, but not same with the records.
I'll be excited to get the updates in between plays of the games I'm actually watching.
Yeah, Yeah. Should be some great highlight cut-ins from that game. And then at night, Colts-Cowboys. Cowboys at home. They're 8-3. They're 10.5-point favorites at home. The Jeff Saturday train that was leaving the station has come back to the station. Man, Cowboys with a really, really good chance to become the 9-3 Dallas Cowboys. How about them? Man, the NFC East really, they really did it. Who would have thought? The Paul Rudd gif applies to them. Not me. Saints-Bucks, Monday night. I guess we can cover that next Monday when we're back. Waken and Jake and Cardinals and Panthers on a bye. Dang it. Nope. You got anything, Biebs?
Just all the NFC East teams currently in the playoffs. Sheep. Seven make it now, right?
Yeah. Top seven.
That's it.
How about that? All right. Everyone enjoy the early slate of football, at least the 1-4. Awesome little slate. We will be at winter meetings, probably getting some. I was going to say getting some on the side. That felt wrong. I won't be doing that. Love you, Jess. I'll be watching football. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, and hopefully maybe we'll break some goddamn baseball news soon.
Be something.
Someone's dropping. Someone's dropping big. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.